So I love this next segment because it really portrays how the discussion over what exactly is the mission in Afghanistan is a debate taking place far and wide across America. And I stepped right into it this week with a comment and question for our regular guest, Christine Fair, an assistant professor at the Center for Peace and Security Studies at Georgetown University. The Taliban has never been an enemy of the United States. I mean, they don't love us. They don't love us in Afghanistan, but they're not sending planes over to New York or to the Pentagon. And it seems to me much more broadly, the debate that needs to happen is what is the sort of multi-state strategy for dealing with rogue nations of all kinds? Yemen is about to fall apart. You've got Somalia problems. The idea that terrorists just go to Afghanistan and launch weapons at the United States, it seems in 2011, is an absurdity.
Well, you know, and of course, you know, I'm in violent agreement with you. I don't get this strategy, and I haven't gotten this strategy for some time.
Well, that exchange took place on the program earlier this week. So takeaway listener, blogger for the Daily Caller, law student at Columbia University, David Myers, good morning.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. So what's wrong with that statement in your view?
The problem I had with your statement was that I think that there's a very strong argument that at least prior to September 2001, the Taliban was an enemy of the United States. It gave safe haven for al-Qaeda to prepare and launch the September 11th attacks. And I think that it would be hard not to classify them as an enemy. I think now there is a more serious debate to be had about whether or not the Taliban could come back into Afghanistan if there's a power vacuum, and if we were to leave Afghanistan, if they would be able to set up a safe haven again for al-Qaeda. But I think that's a different argument than saying they were never an enemy of the United States when they helped facilitate the September 11th attacks.
Well, let's try to distinguish between this facilitator and enemy thing. And I want to thank you, by the way. Your blog, along with some others, was responsible for getting me on the O'Reilly show earlier this week. And we always love a mention there. I mean, you know, it's great to be noticed. Do you make a distinction between the Taliban, which actually has a reputation of dealing with all kinds of folks? I mean, they dealt with the United States on the drug issue before 9/11. They dealt with the CIA when the original invasion took place, when George Tenet was handing out cash to the Taliban to try to bring them over to our side, or at least to keep them quiet for a while. Is there a distinction between a facilitator like the Taliban in a host nation versus, say, the Japanese who bombed Pearl Harbor, or the al-Qaeda that sent planes into the World Trade Center? I mean, what justifies a $10 billion a month operation? The Taliban?
Well, I think that prior to September 11th, 2001, they didn't just allow al-Qaeda to come to Afghanistan. They encouraged al-Qaeda to come. They provided the sanctuary state, and they knew what al-Qaeda was up to. Al-Qaeda had previously directly attacked the United States, the coal bombing, the embassy bombings, and yet the Taliban continued to give them safe haven. They knew exactly what what al-Qaeda was up to, and I believe they were complicit in the attacks.
All right,
when President Bush offered them the chance to give up bin Laden and root out al-Qaeda instead of going to war, they declined it. And I think it was Los Angeles Times at the time said that they were willing to do whatever it took to protect bin Laden. So to me, I think that would establish them as an enemy of the United States.
Talking with David Myers, who's a takeaway listener, writer for the Daily Caller. He's also worked in the White House Communications Office in 2006 through 2009, and also worked in Senator Mitch McConnell's office after he left the White House. David, I guess the concern I have is that the Taliban's a little bit all over the map on this. I can understand, and I'm completely supportive of striking the Taliban and you know, trying to immobilize them. But I don't fear the Taliban doing anything nefarious to folks in the United States. That they don't have territorial aspirations in the U.S. They want to take power in Afghanistan. And as such, I guess I just wonder if that justifies a war. You could talk about a lot of nations, a lot of places around the world that don't like us particularly.
I think the fear is that, again, the country could become a safe haven for al-Qaeda. And President Obama talked about all the gains we've made against al-Qaeda, and we have since 2001. But part of the reason we've made the gains is because they've been spending all their time trying to avoid being captured and killed by U.S. forces. And a big part of that is the fact that we're in Afghanistan and they no longer have a safe haven. Before September 11, 2001, they were able to safely plan and plot. They had terrorist training camps there. They had weapons factories.
Well, Al-Qaeda did, yeah. Would you agree that we should invade Yemen and Somalia then if there's safe haven for Al-Qaeda over there, as some believe there already is in Yemen?
No, I agree. You point out a very strong argument of the slippery slope, the difference being that we are already in Afghanistan, and as President Obama talked about last night, we have made significant gains. Right now, and the Taliban is not there, and we have a strong chance of successfully completing the mission. And I think the Washington Post got it right when they said that the president might undermine his own strategy and the success we've seen if he withdraws troops prematurely. And that's the Washington Post.
Right. Okay.
Editorial
let's,
board.
Let's do a couple of things here. One, I just want to take one sort of fact check issue with you. You know, I don't work for NPR, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of this was all about, like, another reason to get rid of NPR. I mean, I'm not working for NPR.
No. I pointed out in my article, I listen to you every single morning. So I do not want to get rid of NPR.
All right. Good.
The point was that I would like to have more guests who are able to give the opposing side of the story, which is really why I appreciate the opportunity to be on and have this debate.
We love having you on.
And I love the show.
And do you like scream at the show when I say stuff?
No, but you have inspired a lot of my columns for the Daily Caller. Not things you say directly, but that the guests say and the show says, and I listen every morning. And
my goal is not to defund
NPR.
Very quickly, reaction to President Obama's speech last night. You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I just agree with the Washington Post that he's risking his own strategy, and we have the chance to succeed. And I hate to see that chance go away if we withdraw troops too quickly and based not on conditions as they are on the ground.
All right, David Myers, takeaway listener, writer for the Daily Caller. We'll have you back again. Thanks, David.
So much, John.